And it's been just over 2 weeks since the all-important midterm elections in which Republicans successfully regained a majority in the House of Representatives. Their success was due in large part to the GOP's four pickups in traditionally blue New York. George Santos is the Republican congressman-elect from New York's 3rd congressional district, and he joins us live now. George, welcome and congratulations on your victory and happy Thanksgiving.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you, Jen, and thank you for having me on.
Well, great to have you here. I know you also have the backing of Elise Stefanik, who is the congresswoman from my hometown in northern New York, which is also great. I understand you just got through your congressional orientation for incoming members here in Washington. Talk to us about how that process went and what you've learned from your first couple of weeks here in the D.C. swamp, as we call it.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I reference it. My time in the swamp so far has been just learning the ropes of ethics and all the rules of our Republican conference. And it's been a really enlightening time. When you're running for office and you're thinking, I'm going to get there, I'm going to start running to do legislation, and it doesn't quite work that way. There's a lot of rules you need to become acclimated with. And it's been a very enlightening process to understanding the pace of how Congress operates. Now, the one thing that I can share with everybody that will make everybody happy is that the Republican conference has passed a set of rules that will make things operate smoother, faster, and quite frankly, it will show more transparency for the American people. So with the new Speaker of the House and the gavel in the Republicans' hands, you're going to see a much faster operating Congress, a much efficient and transparent operating Congress versus the one under Nancy Pelosi's reign. So I look very much forward to being part of this majority where we're going to get stuff done for the American people.
A lot of folks looking forward to that. I think they can get behind the efficiency that you talk about there. And you know, you mentioned Speaker of the House, you know, Kevin McCarthy. He recently won the GOP's nomination for House Speaker. He garnered 188 votes from the Republican conference. He'll need 218 votes, though, to be sworn in as Speaker in January, something that Matt Gaetz and Andy Biggs, they have adamantly opposed. George, do you anticipate McCarthy coming up with those additional votes in time for the floor vote in January?
Well, look, the way that I'm understanding is that what are our options? Are we really going to end up passing over the gavel back to the Democrats when we have the majority? I think at the end of the day, we're all going to come down. This is very procedural at this point, but I think at the end of the day, what are we going to do? We're just going to let the speakership go away from us? No, McCarthy's going to be the next Speaker of the House. You can write that down on a piece of stone, and you can cash it in on January 4th. I'll pay you for it, Jen.
Well, let me ask you this. I was looking through your Twitter this morning. I saw you're tweeting about Thanksgiving. A lot of Americans thinking about how much more expensive it is this holiday versus last year, and certainly compared to what we were spending 2 years ago when former President Trump was in office. You said you spent $237.91 on dinner for eight, and that's only because you got the turkey free from the grocery store. You know, this is a time when so many Americans are looking at Thanksgiving dinner, and it's something that they simply can't afford. What's your message to people on this Thanksgiving as they've been through a couple of tough years here as far as the economy goes and inflation and how they're dealing with that and what they can look forward to with this new Congress?
Well, look, as my Twitter fans pointed out, oh, that's a bargain. That averages out to $32 a person for dinner. Look, the reality is I'm not complaining about the price for myself. I'm really talking about everyone else out there. There's a lot of people who can't afford a dinner for eight, for 10, for six that surpasses $100. You know, this is something that shouldn't be unattainable. And I think it's un-American that we're all looking at this through our own selfish lens. The grocery store had a promotion, spend $200 in groceries for Thanksgiving, you get a free turkey. Well, that was a great bargain for me. But the way I look at it is I can't think about this based on my social economic status. I need to think about this with everybody's social economic status in my district and in the country. That's why we're going to put forward good economic policy that's going to encourage and spruce up the supply chain so it can meet the demand. And that we do that by reducing regulation and by also taking away red tape from industry and allowing people to just excel, hiring more people, production increases. And this all has to do with good economic policy that the Biden administration seems to just not get. And that's why I look very much forward to serving in this majority so we can deliver that relief back to the American people.
Well, Congressman-elect, I think a lot of Americans can appreciate that. You're not like Nancy Pelosi sitting there eating your expensive ice cream in front of a $40,000 freezer. You get what real people are dealing with, and that'll go a long way here in Washington. Congressman-elect George Santos, thank you, sir, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Jen, to you and everyone at the studio as well. Thank you.